This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You've got a lot of company if you're traveling today. The AAA says 37 million Americans are on the road or in the air.
That's a 60% increase over last year, but still down from pre-pandemic levels. Car travel dominates this Memorial Day holiday, with more than 9 in 10 travelers driving, as many Americans continue substituting road trips for travel via planes, trains, and buses. One reason, COVID and masks, which you don't have to wear in your car, but you do elsewhere, like a plane, which has caused some violent encounters, something Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says needs to end.
It is absolutely unacceptable to ever mistreat a transportation worker. And of course, there is very serious fines and enforcement around that.
Buttigieg made his comment on ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
This morning, President Biden will visit Arlington National Cemetery to remember those who gave their lives for this country. Shelley Adler reports the president shared an emotional moment with those gathered at a Veterans Memorial Park yesterday in Delaware.
He paid tribute Sunday to those lost while remembering his late son, Beau, who also was a veteran.
6 years ago today, Hunter lost his dad and I lost my son. It's the first year of his passing back in 2016. General Vavila did a great honor in inviting us to a ceremony renaming the Delaware National Guard headquarters in Beau's honor.
Biden made his annual appearance at the commemoration in Newcastle, Delaware, not far from his Wilmington home. On Monday, he plans to do the same at Arlington National Cemetery on the official observance of Memorial Day. I'm Shelley Antler.
That bill to restrict voting in Texas did not pass the state house last night because Democrats walked out to block it. This is AP News. Remember B.J. Thomas, the singer? He's died now of lung cancer at the age of 78. Our Margie Zarletta's got this.
Raindrops are falling on my...
Billy Joe Thomas changed his name to B.J. as a kid because too many of his Little League teammates were named Billy Joe. Thomas made a name for himself with songs like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Hooked on a Feeling, New Looks from an Old Lover, and this one.
Hey, won't you play?
Thomas also sang the theme to the TV show Growing Pains. He said in a 1997 AP interview he was painfully shy when he was young.
You know, and I was that way the first, 10 years of my career. You could hardly get me to say 8 words a week, you know.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
A Chinese climber who became the first blind Asian to scale Mount Everest says he wants to climb the highest peaks on all 7 continents and then go to the North and South Poles. Zhang Hong is 44 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.